Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The third baseman, Larry Brown. Batting third. The right fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Cap Peterson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Hargan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Hargan. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Floyd. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. And now, play ball. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peterson for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims takes first base on ball four. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a pop-up towards third. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Peterson. Hendricks reaches second base with a double. There goes Robinson trying to get to home. Peterson throws the ball into Leon, who relays the ball to Sims, who tags Robinson, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally hits a fly ball into left field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bellinger. Brown moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-1 in the game. Peterson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sims hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Peterson moves to third. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuller hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Blair. Fuller reaches second base with a double. Peterson scores. Sims moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. Leon is walked intentionally. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargan hits a line drive into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton strikes out. Hendricks drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Horton out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hendricks strikes out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 0 for 1 in the game. Floyd hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 1 in the game. McNally is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peterson for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sims hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fuller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a line drive to right field. Harrelson throws towards first. Horton fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Horton. Buford moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to third. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Leon hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hargan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Floyd scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hendricks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bellinger bunts towards the mound. Hargan fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to third. Hendricks moves to second. One out. Merv Rettenmund pinch hits for Bobby Floyd. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Robinson scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Dave May pinch hits for Dave McNally. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball 4. Stan Williams now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Williams covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Don Buford now playing second base. Merv Rettenmund now playing left field. Eddie Watt now pitching. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Harrelson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Peterson takes first base on ball 4. Horton moves to second. Pete Rickard now pitching. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sims strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sims settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harrelson. Powell reaches second base with a double. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Orioles. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hendricks hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Davey Johnson now playing second base. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fuller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Eddie Leon. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is called out on strikes. One out. Richie Sheinblum pinch hits for Stan Williams. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.